USA News. I'm Tim Berg. The Senate voted on Sunday 67-27 to advance a $95 billion aid package to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. The bill does not include money for border security, which is why some senators, like Utah Senator Mike Lee, are no fan of the legislation.
Most Democrats want more Ukraine funding. A few Republicans do also, but most Democrats do. Republicans really want a secure border. The idea was that in theory, we might be able to cobble together enough votes to force border security on an otherwise unwilling administration that, for reasons that we find baffling, doesn't want to secure the border.
Special Counsel Robert Hur concluded last week that no charges should be filed against President Biden for his handling of classified documents. Some Republicans, like Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton, have called out Hur for a double standard, saying former President Donald Trump should not face charges either for his classified documents investigation. Washington Democratic Representative Adam Smith joins Fox News Sunday and says there is a clear difference between the two.
President Biden cooperated with the Justice Department from the moment it was discovered. President Trump fought them every step of the way and has said, look, it's declassified if I say it's declassified. These are my documents.
Drug abuse in teens may be due to stress and anxiety, according to a new report. USA's John Schaefer has the details.
According to a CDC report, a significant factor driving teens with suspected substance abuse issues to turn to drugs is their attempt to alleviate stress and anxiety. The report highlights elevated levels of anxiety, depression, and hopelessness among American teens. Nearly 3 out of 4 surveyed teens admitted to using drugs in order to achieve a sense of calmness, relaxation, or mellowness.
Thanks for listening. This is USA News.
Hey, here's a question. After you wear your clothes, you toss them in the washing machine, right? Nobody wants to wear dirty clothes. So how come you don't throw your shoes in the washing machine when they get dirty? I mean, come on. Your shoes are touching the filthy ground all day long. Gross. Well, with Skechers, you can. Because most Skechers are machine washable. That's right. Skechers are specially made so you can toss them right in the washing machine and keep them clean and looking new. And when they look new, you can confidently wear them longer. That's less shoes you're going to want to throw away, which means less waste. And it'll save you tons of dough. I love that. Plus, machine washable Skechers are for the whole family, men, women, and kids. So when your kids get their shoes dirty, oh, and we know they will, just wash them. Brilliant. And even our latest technology, new hands-free Skechers slip-ins are washable. You just step right in and go without bending down or even touching your shoes. So give your Skechers the same treatment you give your clothes. Just toss them in the washing machine and keep them looking brand spanking new. Buy machine washable Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear happens to be sold.
President Joe Biden skipped the annual Super Bowl interview for a second year in a row, but he released a video on X talking about so-called shrinkflation impacting Americans.
The American public is tired of being played for suckers. I'm calling on companies to put a stop to this. Let's make sure businesses do the right thing now.
The National Retail Federation estimated that households spent $86.04 on Super Bowl Sunday, a slight increase from last year's $85.36. We are hearing the first public comments from Britain's King Charles after his cancer diagnosis.
King Charles making his first comments since disclosing he has cancer. In a statement released by the British royal family, King Charles says he would like to express his heartfelt thanks for the many messages of support and good wishes he has received in recent days. Doctors discovering the cancer while he was having a prostate procedure last month. King Charles is 75 years old. I'm Laura Winters.
A new poll finds most Americans feel President Biden is too old to serve in office. The ABC Ipsos poll, taken after a special counsel's report cited Biden's memory lapses, finds 86% believe he's too old for the White House. Former President Trump, the GOP frontrunner, is 77. Overall, the poll found nearly 60% of Americans believe both men are too old for office. For USA News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.